I am writing about living with my three children who have fetal alcohol spectrum disorder and various related conditions. We navigated some of the common challenges that children with FASD face, which wasn't always easy. I want to raise awareness about the challenges of living with the condition fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, a disorder that results from alcohol consumption during fetal development. It is preventable. I want to raise awareness among teachers and the education system about the needs of children with FASD in the classroom and how to adapt teaching methods to elicit the best responses from them. Pregnant women might be unaware of alcohol's effects on a fetus. Even if they are aware that it can cause brain damage, they might not grasp the severity and variations in the damage of the brain injury and its lifelong implications for both the child and themselves. Additionally, some may be informed but choose to disregard the risks. The experiences I share regarding my three adopted children, who suffer from the consequences of their biological mother's alcohol and drug use during pregnancy, could influence others' perspectives on how to manage their children. I hope my sharing will encourage them to believe in their children and that they can learn, excel, and learn corrective behavioral management, and that teachers will believe in the children's ability to learn, just learn differently. The level of harm to the brain varies based on the quantity of alcohol consumed and the timing during fetal gestation at which the alcohol is consumed. The exact correlation between alcohol intake and the type/degree of damage is not precisely defined in research yet. In the most severe scenario, continuous drinking throughout pregnancy can impact all brain regions, while minimal damage would affect just one or two areas. The brain is influenced by regions undergoing growth at the time of alcohol consumption, as alcohol rapidly passes through the placental membrane. The disorder is not inherited by children from their mother. Each of my children has different levels of disability. They struggle with abstract thinking, math, including division, multiplication, and advanced math, problem solving, memory, cognition, comprehension, and coordination. The extent of brain damage may vary for each child. For example, the frontal lobe is almost always affected, as it controls executive functions. There is variation. Not all children are impacted equally, and as a result, their abilities to understand what is read or spoken can differ. The corpus callosum helps the hemispheres of the brain communicate with each other. They are inconsistent. Information is stored on one side of the brain that can't be accessed when needed. This is why they are labeled as not trying.